Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Duh. Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up,
That's my jam.
103.3, where that
Z get slammed, come on.
Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 wake up, Kansas City! It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brian and Kruber studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 58 today. Currently, it is 42 cloudy skies at the T-Mobile Center.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on our first day back and National Keto Day?
Feeling energy. Feel it. And I'm full of it, too. We back at it. Mary Quinn Lucas, he's tapping in, talking all things KC. Coming up at about 7:38.
And then, of course, we got your TMG going down at your 23s. Tashina Arnold, she speaks on colorism on the set of Martin. If you remember, Ari Lennox, the singer, had said a couple things about it, and she spoke on it.
We're going to start 26 with a motivational minute, man. Something you need to hear, something I need to hear, too.
Yeah, same.
Right here, Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Ain't nothing changed. We still the best. We still number one on Kansas City's number one, the hip-hop, R&B and throwbacks. D, I need you to let them know who it is.
It's our 103 Jams. Duh.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Congratulate yourself today. You journeyed successfully through all sorts of terrain. You've learned, you've laughed. You've endured disappointment and loss. You've created, you've cared, you've given and experienced, observed and assisted, fallen and gotten back up. Take a moment to appreciate and admire all the energy you've expanded, the thoughts you've formed, the feelings upon which you traveled up and down. Consider all the people whose lives you've lifted and the value your efforts have produced. Allow yourself to be inspired by it all. Filled with that inspiration, let yourself be motivated to do much more. From here, you are able to continue the momentum. With such a record of accomplishment, your potential for purposeful living is now greater than ever. Build upon the legacy you created so far. Celebrate all you've been through by pushing yourself forward into even more of life's great adventure. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning, hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
It's our first time back in 26. I'm excited about this year. I don't know why. I don't have a specific reason other than I feel like I'm only getting better.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here. I mean, it's been last year was a hell of a year as far as just the ups and downs and all the things. But, you know, I'm excited for 2026, for Hustle and Shine in the Morning. And then just, of course, for KC, of course, the FIFA World Cup is coming. So it's so much that we have to look forward to this year. So if you aren't optimistic, I'm telling you, cousin, get optimistic and have a better outlook. What are you singing?
Be optimistic. I can't do a little Sounds of Blackness.
Okay. Oh, okay. That was okay. Oh,
oh my God. Come on, D. Come on. Catch up,
it
man.
You wasn't giving it.
I don't know. This year, I'm always about progressing and doing something better.
And, you know, to quote my wife and what she likes to say, mm-hmm. another level, take it up another level.
Hello. I'm with you when you're right.
And that's with this show. That's what we do in the community. I got some things about that I'm going to do. I got a plan with our commitment to the community in 26. Mm-hmm. Personal life, trying to be a little slimmer, a little mm-hmm. healthier. Because mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's people passing away all the time, very young. And the older you get, D, you ain't there yet. But the older you get, the more that you see that you're the people who you've grown up with, not necessarily like in your neighborhood or since you've been knowing them since you was 14, mm-hmm. but people who are in your industry, like other DJs, people in management, this is a very unhealthy industry when it comes to what we consume mm-hmm. with food, with content, with
late nights, everything, early mornings,
all of that stuff. Yeah. So the older I get, the more that, woo-wee, health is becoming such a big emphasis. Mm-hmm. This should be an emphasis with everybody, but you live and learn, and I am not perfect, as y'all have heard.
None of us are. Yeah.
And another reason, D, why I'm excited about this year, I think, and I'm going to just age myself, but I don't give a damn.
You old.
I'm not old. I know right. I'm not. It's a blessing to be this age, 40. But this will mark 20 years of me coming into this building. Mm-hmm. And I think that is probably one of the focal points of me being more. I ain't been excited about a new year.
Mm-hmm. Like really? In a while?
Nah, probably since
you being excited. 22. Really?
When I was getting married.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
But
I'm happy that you're optimistic and you feeling good about this year.
I am, because we already had a little ordeal this morning.
Yeah, we did.
About a little more than an hour ago. Yeah, and I was like, you
know
what?
It was our welcome back present.
It was.
That's what it was.
And I was like, let me just
let it roll off your back.
Focus in mm-hmm. and just solve it.
Yeah.
And being a better leader.
Yeah, because all we can do is what we can control. So that's the motto for 2026, cousin. Don't fret over things that you can't control. The things that are in your control, make sure you do your best possible, whatever you need to do to get to your goals. That's what it
is. This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Sore throat, runny nose occasionally.
A lot of people say that it feels like they've been hit by a truck. Feel like a truck hit you. We're pretty much in line with the last few years as far as when cases start to rise. When you can test early, and if you find out that you have influenza, there is a antiviral that we use to treat that will help reduce your chance of complications.
The number of cases is a bit unusual, seeing a lot more cases fairly quickly, especially in the last 2 weeks. You're having, you know, severe headaches or shortness of breath or trouble breathing, or you develop chest pain, any of those serious symptoms, it's probably a good idea to reach out to your healthcare provider.
Flu cases in Jackson County have surged to a 5-year high, D, with more than 1,200 reported cases as students prepare to return to classrooms after this holiday break. And the surge is linked to a mutated strain of the flu, mm-hmm. which spreads more easily than your typical seasonal flu strains, according to Jackson County Public Health. An important concern about this strain, though, D, is that this year's flu vaccine does not provide full protection against it. However, health officials say that the vaccine is still the best defense.
Yeah. Please do get your shots. Do what you need to do. You need to start wearing a mask because you feeling a certain way. You probably should just be at home.
And stay your ass at home if you sick. Everybody in the office don't feel like catching that. All right? Look, take your PTO. We know you're trying to save it for your Cancun trip coming up in June.
Right.
You know,
I was going to say the Tom Joyner cruise that you might have had scheduled.
But fam, for real, take not only your health serious, and if you don't take your health serious, then take those health serious around you. Please.
That's real.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Man, we want to shout out all the cousins that's rocking with Hustle and Shine in the morning for another year in 2026. We love and appreciate you so much for locking us in and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins, because we know that you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you chose to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time.
I got a special shout out before you go in. Lovey McCall Sullivan, she said, Brian, don't pee me off this morning. What's up, cousin? I see you out there, man.
Hey, lovey.
We appreciate you always tapping in. For real, for real.
Yeah, and shout out to all the cousins that are on that Hustle and Shine text line. Real quick, happy belated birthday to the KC Superman. And also happy happy belated birthday to Joe Black. Big love to you both.
Happy birthday, man.
Shout out to Rich Harris on the text line coming through. Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. Big love to Lexi. A big happy birthday shout out to Ani. I hope you have a phenomenal day. Run the pocket to all your friends and family members, please. Shout out to Stacy Davis. Shout out to Julie. Happy birthday. Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. Elevated Cuts and Jeanette Batson. We appreciate all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. We love y'all.
Thank you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of 59, currently 44, cloudy skies at Research Hospital. If you were looking for dating advice, ladies, as you move into 2026, the former vice president, she has you covered. Kamala Harris shares some dating advice for young women.
To be kind to yourself and choose to be with someone who is kind. I mean, and there are different phases in your life, and depending on what phase you're in, maybe you're going to choose that you want to have that kind of Friday night relationship, or you want that Sunday morning relationship.
Sometimes they go together, and sometimes they don't.
Sometimes you can get both, and sometimes they just is oil and water.
What you mean by that?
Know what chapter you on. You trying to be outside?
Friday night.
You trying to be a phone call away or what?
What Kamala Harris doing on a Friday night?
How you doing?
Mind my business. In other news, actress Tashina Arnold shares an insider on their jokes on the set of Martin.
It was out of love. That's what we did. It had nothing to do with color. Like, even with Tisha, what people don't realize, that reverse colorism happens as well. I remember Tisha, she would cry sometimes. It'd be so bad because we had a live studio audience the whole first season. Every time Tisha would walk out, all you hear was, they would not let her joke. Wow. They treated her horribly.
The way we used to crap our teacher about being like, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm glad she mentioned that because that's facts. That's a real thing.
Yeah, you can't discount nobody's experience, but I know I got called a bowl of potato salad on more than one occasion.
That's interesting. We're going to talk about those jokes
light
later.
Light skin problems.
Yeah, you know, colorism exists on both ends for sure.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103 G.
Talking all things Kansas City in another year. Happy New Year to you, Mayor Lucas, in 2026. Now, as this year begins, the next phase of the Parade Park redevelopment is moving forward and will eventually bring more than 1,000 housing units back to the heart of our city. But in December alone, Mayor Lucas, there were multiple fires at Parade Park, and now construction is starting this month. For the people who currently live there, what immediate safety and security measures are being put in place right now? Not years from now, but to protect residents during this transition.
You are going to see construction started in earnest later this month. So that is the demolition work. One of the challenges was as they were receiving state and federal money, the developers were not allowed to proceed with any part of the project. That's why, to my frustration, to that of many others, you would see folks kind of continuing to set these fires, continuing to see the same issues. By about the middle of this month, actually, you're going to see that demolition work proceed. You're going to see the project started in earnest. You've already seen better investment in security because we have two problems. One, you certainly want to make sure the construction project continues. That is well underway. The other challenge, of course, is make sure these homeless folks, who largely are the ones that are in there setting some of the fires to stay warm, how do we get them to places that they need to be where they can be safe, where they're not at risk, nor are our firefighters. You're seeing that double-edged effort both from the developer and the city of Kansas City. I expect that to reduce the number of fires and ultimately for us to abate this concern entirely.
Mayor Lucas, Kansas City is becoming safer each and every year. Of course, last year, the homicide rate was down by 5%, non-fatal shootings down 31%, even property damage was down about 19%. My question to you, Mayor Lucas, is since the crime is down, are there any new policies we should expect this year to continue these efforts?
The policy work doesn't stop. I mean, I have press conference at the end of the year with the police chief and our outstanding Jackson County prosecutor, Melissa Johnson. We talked about the Save KC program. If you don't know it, it is a focused deterrence program where we are often going after the people who are most likely to offend or the people most likely to be victims. That program has seen incredible results, particularly in the East Side Patrol Divisions, East Central Metro, where we have homicides down from 2023 at about 30%, 50% down in one of our other patrol divisions. Expect more of that there. I know I've annoyed a lot of people, but we're going after bars, nightclubs, and others that don't play by the rules, and gas stations, where you have seen a lot of the repeated activity, to make sure that, yes, some of the things that have led to fights in the past, a lot of illegal drug sales, etc., aren't allowed. Every Kansas City deserves to be safer. And let me tell you about these numbers that dropped. The majority of our drop was in East Kansas City. I understand we've had issues, particularly in our suburban patrol divisions up north, far south. We are making real progress in Kansas City. I'm very proud of it. And you can expect more, particularly in communities heavily impacted by violent crime.
We're talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mary Quinn Lucas, right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning now. A lot of Kansas Cityans are frustrated with Eastwood Traffic Way being reduced to just one southbound lane toward Raytown. In gridlock, it is a total nightmare driving that way. It's become a daily nuisance for drivers and people. Have also noticed that there's wooded areas being cleared nearby, Mayor Lucas. Not sure if you know all the deets about this, but what exactly do you think is happening in that corridor? And can you tell drivers plainly, is this a one-lane setup temporary, or is it going to be permanent?
It should not be a permanent change. What we have right now is often construction that relates to some of our utilities, other new developments that are coming in. You know, we invest in and we have work in every part of Kansas City. Lest you think that we forget about some parts, you see development everywhere. Unfortunately, you see some of the pains of dealing with it too, whether that's on the east side, west side, and beyond. And so this is one part of it. I don't know about as much of the woods clearance. I'll make sure I learn more about this. But we worry about everybody being able to get through this city efficiently, and we'll expect that that's the case.
Thank you, Mayor Lucas. Yeah. We appreciate you taking time with us. We're looking forward to more conversations with you about Kansas City in 2026. Continue to be a blessing.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Have a great week. Football season's over. About time.
Thank God.
We'll see you later.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:21 on your time. It's a high of 59. Currently, it is 45. Cloudy skies in KCK. An actor... actually not an actor, a violinist named Brian Joseph. He's suing Will Smith and a management company, claiming wrongful termination and sexual harassment. And he previously spoke out in a video before the lawsuit actually dropped.
But the reason why I'm speaking out about this is because getting fired or getting blamed or shamed or threatened or anything like that, simply for reporting sexual misconduct or safety threats at work, is not okay.
Now, of course, everyone is speculating all type of things, but he's saying wrongful termination and sexual harassment. It's a very in-depth suit, so I guess we'll see how that shapes up.
Another entanglement.
Yeah, and I think that news dropped on the first day of 2026, so.
Oh, my God.
We didn't have Cat Williams to introduce the year. We had that.
Just way too much tomfoolery going on around here.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Speaking about tomfoolery, some other headlines while we were away. 50 Cent and Papoose.
Is this the official name of this, the tomfoolery? Because I like it when you do the little bullet points.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do that.
All right.
The tomfoolery.
If you got the D.
50 Cent and Papoose, they're at each other's necks. If you've seen it on social media, they're going back and forth with AI clips of each other making jokes.
That was crazy.
I don't even know why Papoose decided to even get at 50, because you know how 50 is. 40 days and 40 nights with him. Then Ayanna Van Zandt, she's officially heading back to the Oprah Winfrey Network with a new series.
Girl, what's going on?
Titled Ayanna, The Inside Fix. So excited to see that and whose life she fixed on that.
That show should be never ending.
Yeah, I'm sure. A lot of table slapping. And last but not least, Beyonce is going to get the bag per usual. According to Forbes, she has officially passed the billionaire threshold. It's noted that her pivotal
the
country
dance
music
party with Beyonce
led to, you know, the most successful concert tour, earning her 10 figures. So, major shout out to Queen Beyonce.
We got in the wrong business, man. I'm telling you, D. Like, we
into some auto tune.
We should have made another decision in life when it came to, you know, when it comes to making a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? We just should have.
Joe Biden is asleep. Kamala.
We shouldn't have been asleep.
Is that a dance party with Beyonce?
That's what we need to go. Beyonce, the dance party with Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Come on.
Beyonce.
Let's go.
Dance party with Beyonce.
Yeah.
Dance party with Beyonce.
Yeah.
Dance party with Beyonce.
Yeah.
Dance party with Beyonce.
Come on.
Beyonce. 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 Party with Beyonce.
I'm sure y'all don't want to hear his voice no more.
Cut his mic off.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Capricorn season. Happy birthday to those disciplined, ambitious, and those loyal Capricorns.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor Jason Mitchell. A major happy heavenly birthday to scientist and inventor George Washington Carver. Happy birthday to dancer, director, choreographer, and activist who founded the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Happy heavenly birthday to Alvin Ailey. Sending some birthday love to fashion model, designer, and actress Nicole Murphy. And last but not least, sending over birthday love to actor and comedian Guy Tori.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Eric Brantley, Joseph Moore, and Chris Fowler. Sending birthday love to Aaron Rhodes, Renee Robinson, and Dollars the Don. Happy birthday, Montrell Hargraves, Steve Johnson, and everybody else born on January 5th. Happy birthday, Capricorn. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Shay Slay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Shay Slay.
How y'all doing?
Oh, we doing good. Real good. You got a special goal for 2026?
It's to keep living. Keep living life.
Okay. Yeah. And another one should be to make sure that check engine light is staying off. Is that true so far for 26?
You know what? That check engine light is definitely on. We not gonna worry about that.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah, it's
so
all good.
I can't even see it right now.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Just block it out your head. All right, cousin, we got two tickets to go see Mona Leo at the Truman on March 1st, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready for that?
I got you. Come on, let's get it.
Regular ain't in my vocabulary. When it comes to love making, neither is missionary. Positions to pick one, better yet some. Never mind that, we trying all the fun, so.
Boy, get comfortable. We about to do something we never done before. Baby, not the usual.
Tonight we getting unprepared.
So I try.
Damn.
Hey. There we go, cousin.
We can wrap it up right there. That's good.
All right, cousin, you did that. You get those two tickets to go see Bada Leo at the Truman on March 1st. Who you taking with you?
I'm taking myself. I ain't taking nobody. No, I'm just saying. I'm going to take my cousin, CeCe.
Must be a Gemini.
Hey, CeCe.
And I am. You know?
Knew it.
The craziest people in the world next to Scorpios.
All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine.